Honey, are you awake? I can feel you moving around. Is everything okay?
No, it clearly isn't fine.
You're shaky and all sweaty. Did you have a nightmare?
You need to tell me. I can't just leave you alone like this.
Oh, sweetie. You're feeling too anxious to sleep? About anything in particular, or is it just one of those nights?
No, it's okay. I'm already awake, so you can tell me.
Keeping these feelings inside you won't make things any better.
Because of work?
I figured. So your boss is giving you more responsibilities again? I feel like she's making you do enough work for our three people. Honey, you can't take care of everything. You need to learn to say no. I know it's easier said than done. But if it's affecting you this much, something needs to change. I can see how much you suffer from always working or thinking about work, and I don't know how to deal with it. I just want to help you, but don't know what to do. Maybe we can think of a way for you to confront her. I know we can't solve all these issues right now. It just makes me so sad to see you like this. Is there anything I can do to make you feel at least a little bit better now? Just help you fall asleep so we can tackle things tomorrow? No, I will not go back to sleep until you let me help you. I won't be able to get any rest knowing how you're feeling right now anyways. Of course I can hold you, baby. Do you want me to be your big spoon?
I don't care that you're sweaty and you definitely aren't gross. Here, let me crawl under the blanket with you.
Honey, your heart is racing.
Shh, it's okay. I'm here for you now. Everything will be okay.
Make you feel better is the only thing I care about right now. Can you feel my calm breath on your neck? Try to breathe with me. In and out. Deep breaths, baby. In. Really focus on your breathing. Feel my chest rise against your back as you breathe with me. Just like that, honey. Your heart is already slowing down. Keep going like that. You're doing so well. I love you so, so much. And it breaks my heart to see you suffer like this. I know you want to do everything in your power to make others happy. But you need to take care of yourself as well. Of course, your work and responsibilities are important. Don't forget about your well-being. It is difficult. You might feel bad about prioritizing your feelings, but you have to. You always want to be strong and take care of everything, but sometimes strength lies in admitting that you can't do things alone. Asking for help and accepting help, saying no to others, those make you strong as well. You need to know your limits. Please. At least try to talk to me when something is on your mind, okay? I will always be there to support you and help you through difficult times. I can't solve these things for you, but I will do everything I can to help you work on them and be there for you while you do. Promise me to let me help you. Thank you, baby. Now, try to focus on the feeling of me holding you. All those other thoughts are tomorrow's issue. Is there anything I can do to help you free up your mind? You want me to stroke your hair? Of course I could do that, sweetie. Try to relax and let me take care of you. I love running my fingers through your hair, lightly massaging your scalp, a slight tickle of your soft hair on my skin, my nails scratching you ever so softly. And I love that no matter how often I do this, you still get goosebumps like it's the first time again. It always seems like something special. What do you think I'm doing? I'm taking off my shirt. And yours is coming off as well. Sit up a little bit so I can... And we don't need those bottoms either. There we go. Skin contact is super important. And a great way to release all those feel-good hormones. Those feel-good hormones. That's why cuddling feels so nice. And being naked makes it even better. My breasts resting against your back is just a fun bonus. Hold my hand as I place it on your chest. I want us both to feel your heart breathe. Your heartbeat. You smell so good. I don't mean your shampoo or body wash. Just your own scent. It's downright intoxicating. What else do I like about your body? You should get me started on that if you want us to get any sleep tonight. I love feeling your warm, soft skin. My hand running over it and your back pressed against me. Feeling those tiny hairs stand up as I caress your body. Your muscles twitching as I touch your belly. Your goosebumps when I stroke those extra sensitive parts of yours. I love gliding my hands over your back, feeling your shoulders and muscles move. My fingers going down your spine, exploring the little bumps before reaching the small of your back, where you're just a little ticklish. Maybe going even further down to your butt. Gripping and tickling those firm cheeks. I love your arms and hands. How you hold me with them. The way they can be strong yet so gentle and caring. Feeling your muscles and veins. Those soft hairs. Holding your hand, our fingers locking, never wanting to let go. I love your warmth, not just physically, but also emotionally. Whether I'm cold or sad, being close to you always makes me feel better. You keep me warm so when you need it, I can give that warmth back to you. Supporting each other makes us both so much stronger. I love your beautiful eyes and your breathtaking smile. I fell for you the first time I looked at you. And when I saw your adorable laugh after I told all my dumb jokes, I just knew that I needed to be with you. I love your soft lips, watching them move and form words as you talk to me, kissing them, the satisfaction of feeling them all over my body. I can't even stop myself from slightly touching them right now, parting them ever so slightly. And feeling your warm breath as you exhale. I love those little cues you give me without even being aware of them. Those tiny movements or looks that let me know what you want. Like right now, I can feel you pressing your butt into me, telling me to hold you even tighter and to wrap my legs around yours. What else? What else? The way you ask that tells me exactly what you want to hear. I love your cock. It's so, just so perfect for me. And you always manage to make me feel good with it. Stroking. Sucking you, getting fucked by you. It's just amazing. And knowing how much pleasure it brings you makes it even so much better. Being with you has given me so much, and if there's anything I can do to give back to you, I will. And speaking of giving back to you, is there anything else I could do to help you relax? If I have anything in mind, you know, since you asked me about a certain part of your body, I thought maybe you'd like me to give it some attention. I could let my hand explore a bit, wandering down from your chest, gently brushing against your nipple, down to your belly. Where else could it go? How about down here? Slowly making its way up your thigh. I can feel your hips moving, grinding your bun into me. Sorry if I'm being too much of a tease. Looks like someone's getting excited. How would you feel about me playing with your balls a bit? Your cock certainly seems to like that. I want to hold it while you get hard for me. Oh, fuck. I love feeling your cock growing in my hand. Knowing that I can do this to you just by touching you. The sensation of it getting harder and larger as I lightly stroke and massage it. The only thing hotter would be doing this with my mouth. But I'll just slowly stroke you for now. Let me know if there's anything you want me to do. Does that feel good? Judging by those adorable moans of yours, it probably does. You're starting to thrust into my hand. This is so fucking sexy. I wish I could see your face right now. I just love giving you pleasure. Slowly stroking up and down. Getting faster and faster. And faster before slowing down again. Of course, I can show your balls some more love. Of course. I'll lightly cup them with my hand and massage them just the way you like. I can't take it anymore. I need to taste you. Lie down on your back for me, please. Spread your legs a bit more. You like it when I kiss your thighs, don't you? Getting closer and closer to your beautiful cock. Amazing, honey. Let me stroke you while popping your head in and out. of my mouth. My tongue is circling around it. Teasing your slit, that sensitive spot underneath. Fuck. I can feel your cock throbbing in me. Your hips bucking. Yes, just like that. Moan for me, baby. Let me hear how good you feel. You must be getting so close. I want you to come in my mouth. Come on, baby, give it to me. Feed me all your delicious cum. That was so good. Thank you, honey. I couldn't have asked for a better midnight snack. I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I did. It would certainly seem a lot more relaxed than before. I'll crawl back up to you. So I can hold you again. This is so nice. There we go, nice and cozy. Where do you think that hand of yours is going? You really don't need to return the favor, honey. This was all about you and helping you calm down. I'll gladly accept the offer tomorrow, but for now, let's try to get some sleep, okay? Come here. Let me give you a big goodnight kiss. I will be here for you as long as you need me. When we're together, everything will be fine. Snuggle up to me and use me as your soft, warm pillow, my love. Just close your eyes. Rest your weary head. There you go. There we go. Let's close our eyes. Rest your head again on my chest. There we go. And listen to my heart as we both drift away.